The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen. Daf Pechet, today's Daf is being said in the Mishpat, Marat Zikaneti, Yafa Batzalav, the Mishpat, Mor Zikaneti, Rabbi Abraham bin Esther, Ruach Hashem, Tani Hamid, Begana Aydin, Amen, today's Daf is being said, Fuash, Shema, Moshe, Menina, Enna, Nefana, Nahem, and the final law, and the final law for the nefesh, for the goof, for the tukar, and the kinyan, and the summon, amen, we're on Daf Pe Zayin, and we are one, two, three, four lines from the bottom. You know what else is Maisi Gula? We learned on yesterday's Daf that in certain situations, if let's say somebody damages somebody else's child, so he has to pay him, but you don't pay him until he gets older. So it says you make him a sigula. So the Gemara asks, "My sigula?" Gemara says, "Rav Chasda Amar Sefer Torah." Sefer Torah, which means you buy a Sefer Torah, and the kid can read from it. So he can when he's young already, he's benefiting from the Sefer Torah. Rav Huna Amar Dikla, a tree that you plant, the Achil Mineh Tamir, that already can eat immediately the fruit from it. V'chen amar Rish Lakish, lo zikta Torah le'av, ela shevach ne'urim bilvad. Rish Lakish came along and said that the Torah gave the father shevach ne'urim bilvad, which means only the benefits of, let's say, marrying her off, of the child and of the girl, and of her ma'asiyah adam, and of her work, but the Torah did not give the benefit of the habalot. The habalot go to the girl herself. Rabbi Haran amar, afilu pitzi'ah. Yohanan comes along and says that not only does the father get the habalot, get the damages, if somebody damages the girl, but even pitzi'ah. So Gemara says, pitzi'ah means like a wound, not a permanent wound. So Gemara says, pitzi'ah sal kadatach. Afilu Rabbi Azar lo kame ba'yale ela habala da'afchaita mikaspa. The only question we discussed over there was actually a habala, where she actually depreciates, so who gets the money? She's pitzi'ah, it doesn't even depreciate her. It's a wound, but it doesn't depreciate. What's even the she'ela? What is Rabbi Yohanan talking about? Amar Rabbi Yosef Hanina, she pitzi'ah befaneha. This case is talking about where she got wounded in her face. So even though technically she can still do her work and all that stuff, but still, her price goes down. Because I guess you cannot sell her for the same price if she has a wound on her face, even though she was not mechased eved, and she also has a scar sometimes after, as she says. Afraitam mekaspe varebi ado lemochra. You know what? That the sale price goes down because she has a scar and to get married as well. So therefore, he holds even on a non-permanent damage, so to speak, of knocking an eved off and things like that, still Rabbi Yohanan holds the father gets the money. Okay, now we go to the eved kanani situation. So we came along and said in the Mishnah that when it comes to eved kananis, they don't have boshet. It was a machloket. Rabbi Yehuda said, "En abadim boshet." You embarrass an Eved, there's no embarrassment. Okay, my Tama, what's the reason why the Rabbi Yehuda, what do you mean? Eved doesn't have bullshit? He's a human being. He isn't being yet embarrassed. So Amar Kera, Ki Yinatsu, Anashim Yahdav. So it says when two people are going to fight, Ish Ve'achiv, right? Man and his brother. Mi Sheyesh Lo Achva. Somebody that's possible to be your brother. Yatsa Eved, She'en Lo Achva. It is impossible for him to be your brother. What does it mean? Nashi yatsa eved she'enu achva im Yisrael she'enu ba bekahal. Exactly. An eved kanani cannot marry into the kahal. He cannot marry a regular bat Yisrael. So therefore, since he cannot marry bat Yisrael, he's not considered achiv. For us, it's only have to pay boshet to somebody ishvi achiv. Masheikin over, it's not considered achiv, and therefore he's not in the parasha. No, he's your brother. Not, he cannot be your physical brother, but he can be your brother in mitzvot, because every Kanaani goes to the mikveh, and he's chayav in mitzvot, so therefore he is shayach beboshet. Ela me'ata, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, zomeme eved lo yeharogu. Oh, when it comes to edim zomemim, what does the Torah say? Va'asitim lo kasher zamam la'asot le'ahiv. Right? You do what you try, what they try to do to the brother. So let's say you have two witnesses come along and they testified on this Eved Kanaani. Right? Two other witnesses came along and said, you were with us. So the Chavra, the first two witnesses, you shouldn't have to do anything to them. Even though there's a Zomimim, because the Pasuk says, La'achiv. Right? And this is not Achiv, according to that. There should be no law of Edim Zomimim against an Eved Kanaani. So you see, the zomim law should not apply. Thereby, Edim Zomim says a pasuk, and you should eradicate the evil in your midst, which is mashma. Anybody does any evil to anybody. So if we have an extra pasuk by Edim Zomim to say that if you have guys that testified against somebody and they find out zomim, you kill them. Even though it's against an Eved, it's not your brother, it's not Shayach to be your brother, it still applies. So if extra pasuk. Eved yekashel malchut. According to the rabbis that learn achicha, whenever it was achicha, it means achicha b'mitzvot. So then an Eved Kanani should be worthy to become a king. Why? Because the pasuk says mekerev achicha tasim alecha melech. So according to the Yehuda, good. Achecha has to be somebody that Shayach to be related to you. Eved Kanani cannot be related to you because asut to come into the kahal. But according to the Rabbanan, learn achicha has been mitzvot. So therefore, lechara, why can't you make an Eved Kanani a melech? And it seems we know you can't. So the Gemara says, so the rabbis come back and say, hold on. You're asking on me? Amre v'netamech tikshilach ger l'divrei hakol. Forget about in Eved Kanani. Ask on a ger according to everybody. Because according to everybody, a ger can be your brother. Look at Rashi. Tikshilach ger. She the tovar otu b'kdusha. Let's say his mother or father were gerim. Right? And he himself now was born to gerim parents. Afilu Rabbi Yehuda yesh lo ahva. He has brothers, that kid. Pasul l'malchut. Not only is he pasul to be a king, v'afilu l'shoter be'alma. Even to be a leader, even to be a mayor, even to be an enforcer. No positions of power can a ger get. Ela imkin imom Yisrael. Only if his mother was Jewish. So he says, forget about asking on me. You're asking on me, even according to the Yehuda. How do you explain ger? Because there he is achicha, the child of mother ger, father ger. They converted. The kid is asut to be a melech, is asut to be a shoter. How's the Yehuda going to learn that? There is achva. Ela markera mekerev achecha. When the Torah says mekerev achecha, they learn memuvhar shebe achecha. Whenever you give a position of power, it's got to be from the choice of your brothers. Even Rabbi Yehuda will get, your mother was a giyoret, no good. Even though the kid's Jewish, but came from giyoret stature, no good. Because mekerev achecha has to be from the choice of your brothers. So that's a rule. Any position of power in Klai says got to come from yuhasim. So Rabbi says, "Lama atal rabbanan ye'evet kasher le'edut." Oh, let an Eved Kanani be kosher to be a witness. Dichtiv, v'ine ed sheker ha'ed, sheker ana be'achiv. Torah's talking about Eidut, and it says Achiv. Sheker ana be'achiv. And therefore, according to them, Achiv is Achiv be'mitzvot, and therefore it's the Chayav mitzvot. They should be kosher to be witnesses. So Gemara says, Amar Ula, Eidut lo matzit amar. No, you can't learn that they be kosher witnesses. It's Acha Eidut become a homer me'isha. Because we have a kavah homer from a lady. Uma isha shiri uyala bo bakahal besudal le'edut eved she'enu ra'u le'bo bakahal en odit she'pasul le'edut. So Gemara makes a kavah homer. And what a lady that's permissible to come into the kahal. And she's pasudal le'edut and eved kanani that's asul le'bo bakahal. Certainly should be pasul le'edut. So that's a kavah homer that we know that an eved is pasul le'edut. So Gemara says, what do you mean? You cannot bring a kavah homer from a lady. A lady's different. Ma le'isha shken ena de'uya le'mila. A lady, the reason why I'll tell you she's pasul because she has a negative that what? She doesn't have the mitzvah of milah. Tomar be'ebet shu ra'ui le'milah. But Eved Kanani is ra'ui to the mitzvah of milah. So maybe they're not comparable. The Gemara says, Katan yuchiyah. Katan will disprove that. She yishno be'milah. He has be'milah. It's still what? Pasul le'edut. So comes the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you, Katan has a different deficiency. Mal katan she'no be'mitzvot. Katan zal ha'ev mitzvot. Tomar be'ebet shu be'mitzvot. The Eved has mitzvot. Oh wait, isha tuchiyah. She is not be mitzvot musar le'edut.
So therefore the Gemara says, V'chozer ha-din. Now we give a circular reasoning now. Lo-ri izeh, k'ri izeh, v'lo-ri izeh, k'ri izeh. Which means, the stringency this one has is not similar to the stringency of the other one. Which means the things that they have, each item has something else. And what? Obviously, the chumrah of milah, but you see, but katan does not have that. Katan doesn't have mitzvot, but you say isha does have, and therefore you can't look at what they don't have in common. You have to look at what they have in common. And what do they have in common? Atzadash veshevahen shekin enam bechol mitzvot, which is true. The common denominator is isha is not hayevet in all the mitzvot, as well as an evet kanaani is not hayav in all the mitzvot. Evet kanaani is only hayav in the mitzvot like a lady. That's what they have in common, as well as a katan for sure. And the common name is the O Pasul to testify, which means really an Isha and a Katan. Isha and Katan, what do they have in common? Common, they're not Hayav in all the mitzvot. And the common thing is what? That the Pasul le'edud, Afani Avita Evet, Sheino Bechona Mitzvot, that does not Hayav in all the mitzvot, U Pasul le'aid. Good. So I find the common name, so therefore I learned it from Evet, I learned Evet Kanani Pasul le'edud from Isha ve Katan. Wait, I'll tell you now, maybe what they have in common is that they're not men. A katan is not a man, and an isha is not a man. But therefore, maybe he's kashet to be an ed. Kibra says, no. Ela titi megazlan. Oh, so you know what? Go back. Revamp. Learn it from a kavah homer, from a gazlan. Uma gathif. Uma gazlan. Shemutala bobakal. And still what? He's pasul le'edut. Evet kanani she'asura bo b'kahal. Enu din she'e pasul le'edut. For gazlan, a thief. That's mutala bo b'kahal. And still you tell me why it's pasul le'edut. So kava omer evet kanani. The Torah says, ma'al gazlan she'ken ma'asav garmulo. Wait. A gazlan, I'll tell you why it's pasul. Because he did something. He stole. He did an action. Tomar be'evet she'en ma'asav garmulo. Evet didn't do anything. He was a victim. He was born in Eved. He didn't do anything wrong. So then we have no raya from Gazlan. Elatiti, the Gemara says, you know, we're going to learn it from Megazlan u'mehad mehanach. Learn it from a combination of Gazlan and one of the others. Either Gazlan and Isha or Gazlan and Katan. Learn it from a combination. Because you'll say, Ma le Gazlan, Chekin ma'asav garmulo, Tomar be'isha, that Ma'aseh lo garmulo. She didn't do anything. Why is she pasul le'edut? Oh, you'll see. You go back and forth. Ma the isha. This is not an ish. Tamar begazlan. That is an ish. So therefore, tzadash veshebahem. That they are mutarim lebo b'kaha. That the tzadash veshebahem is that what? That they are pasul le'edut. The hayav miksat. Nasi. Megazlan v'had meharech v'atzada shavei shivayim. She gives you the tzada shavei shivayim. She'enam zehidim. She'enam zehidim b'chol ha-mitzvot. They're not careful in all the mitzvot. Zeh mepnei rish'o v'zeh mepnei shlo nitzaveh. Right, the gazlan is not careful in all the mitzvot because he's just rasha. He doesn't keep the mitzvot. And the isha, because she is petura. And still what? They are pasul le'edut. So to an evit kanani, that's an hayav in all the mitzvot. And we'll say this pasul le'edut. Gemara says, Mor b'derid Ravina comes along and says, I will bring you another pasuk. How do I know that an evit kanani is pasul le'edut? Amar kera. Okay, this is pasukim over here. Lo yumitu avot al banim. What does that mean, the pasuk? Lo yumitu avot. Fathers should not die al banim by their sons. What is this pasuk referring to? Fathers should not die by their children. Lo yumitu avot al banim. Kibra says, Lo yumitu al pi avot she'en lahem hayis banim. Which means, Lo yumitu avot, or Lo yumitu, learn like this, Lo yumitu kama, a person cannot get killed through a testimony by a father that is not related to his children. In Evet Kanani has children, the children are not miyuchas to him. You cannot say it's to Evet's child. Evet's like a hamor. Evet Kanani is amadu min hamor. and therefore, just like an animal is not related to, we don't say there's a yichus between the child and the father. So therefore, the pasuk is coming like saying like this: Lo yumitu, meaning a testimony cannot be made in betin. Lo yumitu avot al banim, by fathers that are not related to their children. So that's coming to say an emet kanani cannot be a. And now it, go look at that sheep, please. Hayus banim, yahas banim. Look at the next line of that sheep. Lo yumitu avot al banim. Lo yumat shum adam. Nobody should be dying. Al pi mi she'en beno miyuhas, right? To somebody that his son is not related to him. V'nikra al shem abiv. I know Eved. That's right. The Eved's son is not miyuhas to him. So Gemara says, "Dis al kadatach." Kida amrinan. If you want to tell me, like we said, which means in the Gemara said hidrin, the Gemara learns this pasuk differently. The Gemara learns this pasuk very simple. Gemara says, "Lo yumetu avot al banim." That what? A son cannot testify against his father. Kirubim. The relative law is learned from this pasuk. Lo yumitu avot al banim. A son cannot testify against the father. You're related. Correct? If you want to tell me that's the pshat in the pasuk, simple, like we learned in Masechet Sanhedrin, the isa kadada keda amrinan, like we said over there in Sanhedrin, lo yumitu al avot al banim. Be'edut banim. Right? Which is the edut of the kids. Lechtov Rahmana lo yumitu avot al benehem. Then the pasuk should have said from their children, the father should not die from their sons' testimony. My banim, when it says banim, so then we learn shma mina de lo yumitu al pi avot shelem hayes banim. So we learn over there the avedin. If we're just coming to the Sanhedrin law, that what children cannot testify against their father, we say lo yumitu avot al benehem, from their sons. When it says al-banim, it means a person that does not have hayis to his banim, to his children. And who's that? In Eved. So we have to learn both things really from this pasuk. Oh, ilame'ata. Okay, I got you. But now, learn the end of the pasuk. U-banim lo yumetu al-avot. What does the end of the pasuk say? The opposite. U-banim and sons lo yumetu al-avot. They should not die by the father, which again simply could mean that the father cannot testify against the son. But how do you learn that pasuk now? Hachanami lo yumetu al pi banim she'en lahem hayis avot? Well, based on the way you just learned it, it's going to be you cannot be a witness a child that's not related to his father. It's the reverse. Now, who's that? That would be a ger. A ger, maybe it's according to this way of learning, a ger would be pasul de edut. Because he's not, he has no relation to his father. Ela ger, hachan amed pasul le'edut. Are you going to tell me that? That a ger is going to be pasul le'edut because he has no chayis to his father? Ama amre, hachi ashta? Are you comparing a ger to an eved? Ger, nihi de'en lo chayis lema'ala. Lemata, yesh lo chayis. A ger might not have a relation above, not related to his father, but he's related to his children. His children are considered his. La puke eved the end no highest lo lemata lo lemala ve lo lemata. And eved kenani has no highest to nobody, not his father and not his son. So therefore, you cannot compare it. Right, which means at least the ger, his child is in the kral shemo Shimon, the son of the ger, which means it's related to him. It's his kid. Mashiach Eved, he has no chayis at all. Once he converts, he's not related to his father, and he's not related either to his children. Have no chayis to him. So therefore, you cannot compare. Gemara says the isla kadada ger pasul le'edut. Because if you wanted to say that, what a ger is indeed pasul to be a witness, lichtov rachmana, the pasuk should have said like this: Lo yumetu avot al benehem. This is unbelievable. If you want to tell me ger is pasul, then the pasul should have been constructed like this: Lo yumetu avot al benehem lechide amrinan, like we learned in Sanhedrin. Lo yumetu be'edut banim. Let the first pasuk come, part of the pasuk tell me that a son cannot testify against his father. That would be the relative law. Ve'nichtov rachmanad. In the second part of the pasuk, say like this: Ubanim lo yumetu al avot deshamat mine tre. And from the second part of the pasuk, let it say, "Ubanim lo yumetu al avot," and I learned from there two things: Hada Lo yumitu bani be'edut avot. Good, the relative law that children cannot die by the testimony of their father. Ve'idach lo yumitu al pi banim she'enem hayes avot. And then learn the ger law that what that a child that's not related to the father, which would be a ger, cannot be a witness. And if I learned the ger law, and once I learned the ger law, I could learn eved from kal vachomer. The eved nafkale be kal vachomer. The ger uma ger de lemaala hu de eno chayis, aval lemata yesh lo chayis pasul le'edut. Eved she eno chayis lo lemata lo lemata eno din she pasul le'edut. Which means if ger was really pasul. So that's what I should have learned the pasuk as ger, and then I would have learned eved kenani from a kalomer and my ger. That's only pasul lemala enochayis, but lemata and still pasul leedut eved kenani. That's enochayis ben lemala ben lemata. No kol sheken ela midiketiv rachmana. But from the fact that the pasuk says lo yumitu avot albanim, from the fact that the Torah says. It doesn't say lo yumitu al benehem. It says lo yumitu avot al banim. So therefore, that must be coming to tell me the eved law that what the mashma lo yumitu al pi avot she'en lo hayis banim, that on children that are not related to their children, people that are not related to their children, avot that have no hayis to their banim, lo yumitu avot al banim, lo yumitu by people, by avot, that are not, have the run of a hayis to their children, shma mina eved sheno hayis, lo lemata v'lo lemata, hu de pasul deval ger, kevan deyesh lo hayis, lemata kashe le'edut.
Very good. So therefore, only ger, and only eved kenani, and not ger.
V'chitema, maybe you're going to come and tell me one more question. L'chtov ra, hamana, let the pasuk say, ubanim lo yumitu al avotehem.
Let it say avotehem on the second part of the pasuk, and children should not die by the testimony of their fathers.
Lama li dichtav rachmana ubanim lo mitu al avotehem shulim tu api banim she'en dem hayis avot.
The fact that it says the second part of the pasuk, the second part of the pasuk is ubanim lo yumitu al avot. Well, the pasuk should have said ubanim lo yumitu api al avotehem, because we're talking about over there that a father, their father, cannot testify against the son. By the right, Kerovim. Why did it say ve'avot lo yumitu al banim, which is mashma on children that are not related to their father, which it sounds like it's coming to include ger, and you're telling me it's not.
So the Gemara says exactly the same thing. Gemara is going to say aidi dekatav lo yumitu avot al banim ketiv nami banim lo yumitu al avot.
Since in the beginning of the pasuk, we wanted to keep it consistent. The beginning of the pasuk, we said lo yumitu avot al banim. There it was dafka, because then we wanted to say on avot she'en them hayis banim, which is excluding eved kenani. So in the sefa, we said also velo yumitu banim al avot. Even though from there you can make a mistake and think on banim she'en them hayis avot matzatat, because ger is mutar. And let me just to keep it consistent. We just wrote the end of the pasuk like that.
Now comes along and says a story. Cheresh shote v'katam pegiatam ra. Imed Rav Shmuel bar Abba Magronya havan nesivale. Rav Shmuel bar Abba Magronya havan nesivat le Rabbi Abba. Okay, she was married. The mother of Rav Shmuel bar Abba was married to Rabbi Abba. Okay. Let's read again. Imed Rav Shmuel bar Abba Magronya havan nesiva le Rabbi Abba. Fine. Ketavtinu l'nechse, she wrote all her assets that Rabbi Shmuel bar Abba bera.
She had another son from a previous marriage, so the mother wrote in a will that all her assets are going to go to the other rabbi, Rabbi Shmuel bar Abba.
Batar deshchiva. So after she died, Azal Rav Shmuel bar Abba kamed Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba.
He went to the rabbi.
Ukmed benichse, and Rabbi Yirmiya said, "Okay, it's your money." He awarded the boy the money. Rabbi Shmuel bar Abba. Now we have no problem. Before a person dies, a person can gift the money away. Once already run into Yerusha problems, then already goes to the husband. She didn't want the money to go to the second husband. She wanted the money to go to her son. So what she did was, Mehaim, when she was still alive, she wrote over, already over here, that I'm gifting my nechassim to this son. She says, Le'achash nisit Rabbi Abba. Good, after she got married. She comes again and says, what happened? Azal Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba was the husband. So he said, right, Rabbi Abba was the husband, correct? Yeah. So he went and told the story to Rabbi Shaya. Azal Rabbi Shaya, Amra Kamed Rabbi Yehuda. And he told it to Rabbi Yehuda. Amade, Haki Amash Shemuel. Hey, wait. We have a rule of Shemuel. Ha'isha Shemachra. Benichsem Midlog. Behaye Ba'la. A lady that sold her Nichsem Midlog. That's her fields. Right? The husband's able to eat perot from those fields. She went and she sold the fields, Nichsem Midlog, Behaye Ba'la, Umeta. And then she dies. Habaal Mutsi Miyad Halekuchot. The husband is able to take it back from the person that they sold it from. So he was trying to say that over here, so what? She sold it to gave it to her son. Doesn't matter. The husband, after she dies, can take it out. So therefore, they held the ruling was a wrong ruling. That was the question. So Amaru Akamed Rabbi Yehuda Abba. So they went to Rabbi Yehuda Abba. He said, Amalu Anama Itayadas. I don't know. I have a Braita. I have a Mishnah, actually, Baba Batra. Which means the whole thing was being contested over here. They went to Yirmiya, he said, the gift was a good gift. It's a Mishmuel Bar Abbas, and fine. The other rabbi came along and said, what do you mean? Shmuel taught that the sale is not a sale. So they went back to Yirmiya, and he said, what do you want from me? I have a Mishnah to support me. What's the Mishnah say? HaKotev nechasav dibno lehar moto. Guy comes along and he writes his assets to his son after he dies, which means he wrote nechasai kinuim lecham mayom ulachar mita, which means I'm giving my son the asset from now. Means the son owns the actual property from now, and the father is able to eat perot. Okay, that's the setup. And after the father dies, and the kid gets everything, but already from when he was alive, he already gifted him the goof of the karka. Haben eno yachol limkor. Well, the son cannot sell the property at that point. Why? Because the father still has strings on it for the perot. Ve'av eno yachol limkor, and the father cannot sell it. Because already the goof of the nechasim already given to the son. But so either person at that point already has no rights to sell. However, macharav. Oh, let's say the father sold the property, in this case that we just mentioned, mechurim, which means he could sell his rights for perot, right? Achiyamut. And then what happens? Once he dies, it sounds like the perot go back to the son, because he has the goof. Macharaben. Oh, the son sold his rights. En lo lalokeach. The lokeach has nothing. Ad shiyamutaf. Because what does the lokeach have? The lokeach has the goof, but he can't do anything with the goof, because the perot still go to the father. So therefore, once the father dies, then already the lokeach gets the goof, and he's able to eat the perot. Yeah, that makes sense. So now the Gemara says, comes Rabbi Yirmiyah to analyze this Mishnah. And it's like this. Kimayit av miha. Oh, when the father dies, eat le lokeach. The lokeach, the guy that bought it, owns it. Again, this case is talking about the father wrote wrote his assets when he was alive to his son. He gets perot and the kid gets the goof. What happened? The kid went and he sold it. So the guy that buys it has no rights yet. He's got to wait till the father dies. Once the father dies, so now the goof comes his, as well as the perot. Well, but he has no usage to it. Yeah, but he can't use it really until the father dies. Once the father dies, and the perot goes to him, he can benefit from it. So comes the Gemara and says, "It the look at af agav de metaben behaye av." Oh, Dilo atuli de'abin. The Yirmiya learns the case that the case is talking about even if the son died before the father. That means even if the pirot never went to the son, even if the son was never zochir in the pirot, it'll go straight from the death of the father to the lokayah, even though the son was never zochir. Now the Gemara says, wait. Let's go like Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish de'amar. Lo shena meta ben b'chaya av de lo atuli de'a ben, ve lo shena meta av b'chaya ben, de atuli de'a ben, kara lokeya. Doesn't matter whether the son died first or not, the lokeya is kone. The itmar, because we have a statement, machar ben b'chaya av, meta ben b'chaya av, Rabbi Yohanan amar, lo kara lokeya. Rishtakish amar kara lokeya. So it's actually machlot machloket. Rishtakish Rabbi Yohanan, if the father died, if the son died before, does the lokeya get the perot or not? What's the maloka dependent on? The Gemara explains. Rabbi Yohanan amar lo kana lokeya. The lokeya is not kone. Amalecha ki katari ma'itin. That which the Mishnah said, machar ben lo kana lokeya. Had shemu ta'av. V'chi ma'i ta'av ita lokeya. Delo meta ben b'chaya'av. It's only talking about a case where the son was alive when the father died. De'atu li de'aben. The perot came to the son. Aval meta ben b'chaya'av. But if the son died first, the lo atuli de ben, it never came to the son. Ki mayit avna me let the lokeya. When the father dies, it does not go to the lokeya. Why? Alma kasaval, because he holds like this. Kinyan perot ke kinyan aguf dame. That if somebody has a kinyan in a karka of perot, like the father, in this case, the father had kinyan perot is like kinyan gaguf. It's like the whole property is his. And therefore, it's like the goof of the property belongs to the father because he's able to eat perot. And therefore, v'chizabin. Therefore, when the son sold this item to the lokeyah, lavdi dezabin. He was selling something that he did not have a right to sell. And therefore, if the son dies first, it'll go back to the father because the son did not have a right to sell anything. Mashenken, if let's say the father died first, so then already what happens? So the son owns everything, so therefore the sale will be able to be a sale because he has the perot now. Which is according to Rabbi Yohanan, he holds what? Key of the thing. Perot, the one that eats the perot is like the owns the goof. So what happened? Let's just review this case and we're done. He wrote the property to his kid. The kids get the goof, I get the father gets the pirot. What happened? The kid goes along now, behayav, and he sells the property to somebody. So he's like, lokeah, you can't do nothing with it yet. Well, you know when you can do something? When the father dies. But Rabbi Yohanan is only when the father dies first. And what's the mechanics? The father died, so the pirot moved to the son. Also, now the sale considered a sale. Because he has the perot. If the son died first, so all he had was goof. The father had perot. Kenyan perot is kenyan a goof. Therefore, he had no right to sell in the first place. Continue to be shomer lakish shomer. No, kana lokeyah. Lokeyah is kone. Ki katari matnitin macharaben en lokeyah ad shemut av. V'chi ma'it av miya. But when the father dies, eat the lokeyah. Lo shena lo metaben b'chaya av. What does he hold? Kinyan perot. Lavki kinyan guf dame. That the one that owns the perot does not have a kinyan and the guf. And therefore what? V'ki kazabin. Dide kazabin. And therefore when he's selling his own. Which means, I don't care if the son died subsequently before the father. Bottom line, when the son sold it to the lokeya, he was able to sell the property because kinyan perot of the father is lavki kinyan aguf. But bottom line, the lokeya can't eat till the father dies. But the father has perot. Once the father dies, even though the son died before and it never went to the son, doesn't matter. Oh, so comes the Gemara and says ve'anan has finished the point. Ve'anan hashta ben Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba. Uben Rav Yehuda, Kerabi Shimon ben Lakish, Svira Lehu. Which means, we're holding now that Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba and are going to hold like Rish Lakish. That what? That doesn't matter when the son died. Okay? Now, וכאמר בירבר הבא, איסל קדתך, קניין פירות תקניין הגוף תמה, If you're going to hold that what kinyan aguf, kinyan perot is kinyan aguf, ki mayit av, u mayit ben b'chaya av, amay it elokeyach, ki kazabin, hay lav didei kazabin, ela lav shma mina, perot, kinyan perot lav, ki kinyan aguf, dameh. Which means, Rav Yirmiyah comes back and says, I have to be right. Because if you're going to hold that what, the kinyan perot is like kinyan aguf, then the kid's not selling something that's his. And you have to learn like me, that what? Kinyan perot, not kinyan aguf. And that's why it doesn't make a difference who died first, the son or father, and he's selling his item. So then, and what is that proof for Rabbi Yirmiyah? Oh, so go back to the lady's case. Very good. Go back to the lady's story. We're done. The lady, the rabbi's mother, gave this property that she had only kinyan perot in this over here. No, she had kinyan aguf. The husband has perot. So therefore, what Rabbi Yirmiyah came along and said, you gave it, it's good. The sale is a sale. Oh, so must be old that what? That
not.
Right. Therefore, the one that has the perot is not kinyan aguf. Therefore, she had a right to give it over. Therefore, the sale, that was the Rabbi Yirmiyah. I don't know what you're talking about. I have a mishnah like me, and the mishnah proves to me that the one that has the perot is not like the one that has the goof. And therefore, she had a right to sell it. Therefore, give it to the son. Amen, amen.